just such a strength to be able to individualize and bring what's at home into the classroom. And I think that's been my success of my 19 years of teaching, is I have been blessed with a lot of families that have diverse cultures and have asked them to bring that into the classroom. And there's many examples I can give, but it's been like a world of travel for me. I've not been able to physically get to their home country, but by them bringing it into the classroom, I feel like I've been there. For example, last year I had a family that came from India, and they were going to go to India for 2 months. And I said, well, you know, if it's, I don't mean any disrespect, but I really am interested in your culture, and if you can bring anything like children's instrument or children's books. And so they came back from India with tons of books for the children, instruments. They even brought samples of food for the children and some of the spices that they did. And so they came in and talked about that. And the mother came in and taught us to count the calendar numbers from 1 to 31 in her language. And she, by allowing that to happen, she ended up working in the classroom on a consistent basis weekly. And my students got to experience that. And so when they knew when Achyut was going to go back to India, they would get all excited for him because he was going to see his family. And we emailed. They kept in touch by email, too, with some of the students. And I kept in touch with email with Achyut's family. So it was really, it was just so interesting, you know, to have that interaction between the cultures.